Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about tips and tricks to get unstuck.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
I am such a fan of these kind of topics. One, because I think you and I have a lot of thoughts on a lot of things, and that's why people listen to the Startup Chat. And one thought I have is that everyone who's listening and can do it, because some of you are not able to do this yet, but you should do this later, go to brain.fm/startup chat. The reason for that is it's a service we partner with to be a sponsor of the podcast. It's a service both Stelly and I use. And it's one that we think you should check out no matter what. It's only $40 a year or $6 a month with our 20% discount. And it's going to actually give you music to help you either focus, relax, or sleep. And the reason I'm such a big proponent of it is because it works for me. And same with Stelly. He's told me it works for him. We primarily use the focus music, because, you know, we work and we want to focus. And I actually used the relax version a little bit ago once, and I found the music to be actually not even just relaxing. It just put me in a different mindset really quickly once I was ready to relax. So, you know, computer was off, I was on my phone, I used brain.fm on my phone, and that's what happened. So we do have sponsors now. And it's only sponsors whose products we really believe in. I know everybody says that, but I'm not kidding. Go to brain.fm/startup chat and just check it out. It's so inexpensive. It's basically the cheapest way I've found to focus and give me something that usually before I quit caffeine, I was doing with caffeine. And caffeine specifically coffee. I still drink tea, but I've actually even lowered my tea consumption more recently. And this is like almost like a shot of espresso when you turn it on and you start using it to focus. brain.fm/startup chat.
Beautiful. All right. So the how to get unstuck, right? Let's maybe go back and forth and share some of the tricks, tips, or some of our go-to methods to get unstuck whenever we get into a project, a task, or anything where we feel stuck. Anything that we're ever, like we're trying to accomplish something, we're trying to complete something, and in the middle, at the beginning, or just before the end, we feel stuck for whatever reason. I'll give you my first tip that comes to mind here. You know, to me, if it's something more complicated, if there's something that I've done for the very first time, so maybe part of me being stuck is that I just don't know how to do this, or it doesn't feel like familiar territory, or I'm not 100% confidence that the way I'm approaching this is right and I'm just fucking around too much. What I have found oftentimes is that, yeah, I want to do a little bit of online research and try to see if I can learn the basics and come up with a game plan of how to tackle this project or this task. But the other thing, if it's a really important one, is that I will reach out to two or three people that I know are awesome, that have done this type of thing before many times successfully. And I'll just ask them for 10 minutes of their time. I'll tell them, hey, here's what I'm trying to do. This is the project. This is the task. This is the responsibility I have. This is the way I'm thinking about tackling it. Give me feedback. Give me an idea. What are some things you wish you'd known? What are some pitfalls to avoid? And, you know, beyond the knowledge that I'm gaining from maybe doing three calls each 10 minutes with three friends or three people that I admire or that I respect, is the motivation, inspiration it gives me. Just talking to a bunch of smart people about the way they've done this before will put me in a much more excited, much more inspired mood, and it will raise my confidence level to go, you know what, maybe I've overthought this, maybe this isn't that complicated, or maybe, you know, when I talk to somebody and tell them, hey, I started working on this project in the middle, I just got stuck, I can't find the motivation, I can't find the clarity, how do I get over this? Just talking it, verbalizing and externalizing it oftentimes can help me. This is not something I do all the time, but when it's a really important project or something that's really impactful and I get stuck somewhere, I'll reach out and ask for help and just talk to a few smart people about it. And 9 out of 10 times, it'll help me.
Yeah, my number one way to get unstuck is take a quick nap, like a power nap, because I know that my thoughts really crystallize if I take a quick nap. Another thing is I go for a walk. Sometimes I'll just pace around my house. So I work from home quite a bit and I'll just pace around my house. Even sometimes it's even more effective than going outside for a walk. Part of it is the familiarity of my house. Like I could even tell you right now, I have a carpet. I don't know how we got this carpet that has like a bunch of circles in it, like around circles and different colors and they overlap. And I can't tell you how many times I remember those circles. Like I, right now, even the memory of those circles is coming back when I've tried to solve a problem I have in my head. I'm walking around. I have a counter in the kitchen. Sometimes my family will see me just walking around the counter. And there's something about this repetition that just gets it going for me. You know, and it's almost like I'm repeating some thought in my head. I'm stuck on it. So by going in circles somewhere, I'm sort of like getting it out of my head and like doing something repetitive in the physical world that's really helpful. So I do these really weird things, I would say, seemingly weird things to get unstuck. I think I really like your idea about talking to someone, an expert or someone. I generally will, there's like at least one or two people I'll call or just go talk to if I'm stuck. And those people are generally people who I feel very comfortable saying whatever to. And they're generally people who I have no friction with. So even if it's someone I work with, it's someone who almost like I could say whatever and they're not going to judge it. Or if it's a friend, I mean, I think